Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about choosing clarity in challenging times. I'll discuss what we can learn from Neptune in its home sign of Pisces to help us gain clarity instead of confusion during our challenging times. Next Friday on April 22nd, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, would you like to be more prosperous? If so, I'm inviting you to attend a two-week phone class on the art of conscious language. Language heavily impacts what happens in your life, but many of us are blind to this. This two-week program focuses specifically on language and how you can create more prosperity by consciously choosing your words. And as you talk to yourself and others, what stories are you telling? What patterns are you reinforcing? Learn how you can create more prosperity by consciously choosing your language. This phone class will be held on May 16th and 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also listen to these classes later via a recording. So to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Also, just a little note that we're experiencing Mercury retrograde challenges just like everyone else. And we had a big snafu with our security certificate expiring without the company telling us it was time to renew. This is being fixed as quickly as possible and hopefully by today or tomorrow. But until that happens, if you want to register for a class, order a good timing guide, newsletters, or get a consultation, it's better to just call us now toll-free at 877-524-8300. Okay, so what's up in the heavens? First of all, I know the energies have been crazy with increased earthquakes all over the world, but was this week a little better for you? I hope so. We're still in Mercury retrograde. When there are lots of delays, screw-ups, misinformation, miscommunication, slow traffic, computers and printers crashing, plus phones and emails not working, so take a deep breath. We'll be in this period through April 23rd, next Saturday. Now, why would the universe give us such a period? So we can slow down, find and fix our mistakes, and catch up. Now, I want to see the hands of everyone out there who doesn't need to catch up. Raise them high so I can see them. Well, look at that. I'm not seeing any hands at all, so it must mean that everyone needs to catch up. That's a pretty smart universe, wouldn't you say? So take advantage of this period by scheduling 50% less and catching up while you can. Now, is something you proposed recently being reconsidered? Mercury is also conjunct Mars, and they're both opposite Saturn. So you'll probably run into some obstacles before you can push forward with any new project. This isn't the right time to start it anyway. Now is the time to rethink the project and get a solid plan together. Answer the questions. Who will do what and by when? How much will it cost? And finally, what will we get by doing this? And once you do that and consider some potential solutions for the challenges, then you'll get a green light. In the meantime, you may feel angry or frustrated by what you perceive to be as BS. Instead of focusing on those kind of negative energies and thoughts, start focusing on the fact that the universe is helping you to get a much better plan together. And when it's done, you'll be ready to rock and roll. The next cycles are associated with disruption, upheaval, and sudden unexpected changes. We're still in a season of earthquakes and earth changes. This is strongly shown by the cycles of Mars conjunct Uranus in both square Pluto. This set of cycles can also indicate danger from radiation, which we're still seeing in Japan and which has been escalating recently. Now, did you notice that the radiation we're getting from Japan is now in the mid to high level range instead of low? I'll include a link for the report in my write-up in What's Up in the Heavens for today. Now, Mars square Pluto is also associated with transforming our motivations. So I guarantee you that if your area is hit by a major earth change, which it likely will be before this fall is over, then your motivations will change a great deal. In the meantime, you may have other issues that force you to reconsider your motivations for the actions you take. Mars square Pluto can also represent brutal energy, and we're now seeing reports of the Libyans being tortured by Gaddafi's troops. With Mercury in the fray, too, you can also encounter road rage and hazardous driving conditions. So be very careful when you're driving, and for heaven's sakes, and especially your own sake, don't drive if you're angry. Fortunately, the cycle has already peaked, and it stays in range through April 20th. Now, we'll have Uranus square Pluto for the next 8 years, and it will peak seven times between 2012 and 2015. Uranus represents sudden and unexpected changes. Pluto, which represents transformation, death, and rebirth, is in the Earth sign of Capricorn. Now, did you hear the words Earth changes in that description? I hope so, and I hope you will take it to heart and get prepared. It doesn't matter where you live. This year, we're all likely to have major disruptions at some time. You may lose your electricity for weeks at a time due to a major solar flare taking out the power grid. Or you could encounter huge earth changes like earthquakes, volcanoes, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, or tsunamis that may destroy parts of your community. Most likely, you'll encounter both types of situations this year. That's because there's a major comet or dwarf sun known as Elenin, which is headed our way. Now, NASA is tracking it, and it was lined up exactly with the sun and earth when we had the major earthquakes for Japan, Chile, and Christchurch, New Zealand. And whatever Elenin is, it's headed our way, and by late September, it'll be very close to Earth, as in 12 times closer to Earth than it is now. So we can expect a lot more Earth changes before this is over, including through the interior of the United States. Now, last week in Mercury retrograde fashion, I sent out the wrong link about Elenin. So today I'm resending the correct one in my written What's Up in the Heavens report. And in any case, it's very important to get prepared for earth changes and power outages that could last weeks. Just look at Japan's situation and take steps to prepare accordingly. Now, what's coming to light at the full moon on Sunday, April 17th? Is that the economy is just eking past its second of two major low cycles. And the last one was Jupiter opposite Saturn. However, there's still some frustration with the slowness of getting things to move forward. There are two reasons for that. Number one, we're not yet really clear what our true needs are yet. And two, there's an energy management lesson that needs to be resolved first. So give some thought to making the best use of the resources you have and how to make them stretch to get the job done. The stock and bond markets also don't look so good at the full moon. Many decisions are made within the few days of any full moon. So the choices that investors make now look like they're rethinking the economy. Now next, I love this next cycle. Beginning April 19th, peaking on April 22nd, and staying in range through April 28th, we have a cycle associated with unexpected money and love. This is the cycle of Venus conjunct Uranus, and it can be quite fun. You may even feel restless to have fun. However, hold on to some of that money, though, as you may need to pay unexpected bills or debts. And that's related to the cycle of Venus square Pluto, which comes into range April 21st, peaks on April 27th, and stays in range through May 2nd. Now, next, beginning April 20th, peaking on April 27th, and staying in range through May 4th, we have a very strong cycle for powerful leaders and powerful leadership. This is related to the cycle of Sun trine Pluto. If you have a major proposal, this is a good time to approach the decision maker. Get your proposal ready to present during that time. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that there are 5 green dollar days next week on Tuesday through Saturday. Of those dates when money and growth are strong, only Tuesday and Saturday have good final results. Plus, there's a tiny good window on Thursday morning also. And Monday also has a good final result, but no green dollars. So stick to those dates for important new starts. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. To receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the homepage. That's www.askmadeline.com, and it's free. Get signed up today. Now, do you feel confused about so many changes happening at once? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about choosing clarity in challenging times. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Thank you.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about choosing clarity in challenging times. Neptune recently moved into its home sign of Pisces. So I'm talking about how this cycle can help us gain clarity instead of confusion during our challenging times. First of all, Neptune is a planet that's associated with transcending our real world and finding our way into the mystical realm. And it's related to beliefs, inspiration, the spirit world, intuition, compassion, forgiveness, all visual and movement arts, and all things seen and unseen, especially unseen, such as angels or guides. And its negative manifestations include all forms of escapism, such as drugs and alcohol, confusion, deception, trances, or living in a fantasy world by not dealing with what's called reality. And in the business world, it's related to oil and gas, pharmaceuticals, beverages of all sorts, including coffee and alcohol, shoes, ocean shipping, movies, videos, television, hypnotherapy, psychics, and channelers. Neptune moved into its home sign, Pisces, on April 4th, and it will stay there temporarily this year through early August when it runs back into Aquarius. But it will re-enter the sign of Pisces next year on February 3rd, 2012. And it will stay until March 30th of 2025. Now, several months later, it's going to come back into Pisces for a few months, and then it finally moves out of Pisces on January 26th of 2026. So we're going to deal with this cycle for quite some time. Now, Neptune last entered its home sign of Pisces in February 1848, so it's been quite a while since it's been there. The sign of Pisces is related to all the things I just mentioned about Neptune, and it's very focused on merging. And because of this, this sign and planet often have boundary issues. And that's part of the confusion that can occur with this planet in this sign. A common confusion with this is this. When and where do you stop meeting your own needs in order to meet the needs of others? Now, part of the confusion about boundaries is related to the fact that although we all appear to be contained within a physical body, our energy goes out to the entire planet and the entire universe. In effect, we really don't have a true boundary in the energetic world. We're literally connected, energetically speaking, to everyone and everything in the universe via our energy. Plus, we're literally connected to the rest of the world via our energy all the time. So if you ever saw the television show Deep Space Nine and the group known as the Founders, you'll have an idea what this is like on an energetic plane. Now, in that show, Odo was one of the founders, and he would literally melt into a bucket each day, and he could take any shape he wanted. And when he was finally returned to his home planet temporarily, he was able to melt with the rest of the founders. And when he did so, he was exposed to everything that everyone there knew. Now, in our world, we have what's known as a consciousness grid around our planet. And in effect, once somebody does something new, thinks a new thought, or creates anything, it automatically gets put up on the consciousness grid. Now, once that happens, anyone can tap into that information at any time via our intuition. Of course, the more people who do or think any particular thought or action, the more other people will tap into that until many people are doing or thinking the same thing. Now, generally, people who are sensitive or very intuitive may be picking up this information on a regular basis, and probably they just don't even realize it. So now we have Neptune in Pisces, and this gives us even greater access to that consciousness grid than we've had before. With so much happening all the time now, this stronger access to everyone's consciousness could feel even more confusing. In addition, if you're not using your intuition now and making choices based on your heart, then you may feel like you're living through chaos. Neptune in Pisces reminds us that we are all one. There really is no us versus them. That's an illusion that we live under while we're in this third dimensional reality. But our duality or polarity thinking of black and white or hot and cold cannot really serve us anymore. That's because with the kind of challenges that our world has now, including climate change, earth changes, and limited natural resources, we'll either recognize that we're all in the same boat and come together, or we won't be able to solve these challenges. Admittedly, this entire situation will be quite confusing to many people. We've all been trained to see ourselves as separate and not part of the same divine energy that created the universe. If we saw each other as part of ourselves, we'd have more compassion, more tolerance, and more understanding on the planet. Indeed, if we use this energy wisely over the next 14 years, we'll create a much more peaceful planet with a lot more love and compassion. Now, in the meantime, with greater access to the consciousness grid, we may feel like we're all living in a fog unless we take some steps to consciously choose clarity. So here are some things to keep in mind as we go through this cycle of Neptune in Pisces. First, whenever you feel confused, be willing to invite uncertainty to live with you while you sort out the confusing situation. There's something to be learned from confusion, and it's usually a deeper form of truth than you've been living. Now, while certainty feels better to us, it doesn't lead to growth. And in order to grow, we typically need to shed our certain skins and consider other ideas and options while we decide which new possibility to pursue. Now remember, if you're really confused, you're in danger of growing, so open up to that. Second, it helps to remember that when you finally do decide which direction to go or which possibility to pursue, make your choices from your heart, not your head. It may seem safer to make the rational choice, but in the end, it doesn't work well. Did you know that scientists have discovered that it's our hearts that drive our brains? It's pretty amazing that scientists have finally caught up with what many people, especially many women, knew intuitively all along. Think of it this way. We're all learning to raise our vibration to a higher level so we can ascend with this planet to a higher dimension. Now just think of what feels like a high vibration to you. Isn't it feelings like love or joy? Those are the kinds of feelings you want to follow when you make your choices. You want to make choices that make you feel better. And as you do so, you'll attract more and more good situations to you. And no amount of logic can ever outweigh following your heart and listening to your intuition. Now, with Neptune in Pisces, it's going to be very hard to hide behind logic. Pisces is an emotional sign, a water sign, and it's here to remind us, just like that Beatles song said, love is all you need. Now, what happens when we don't follow our hearts and we fail to choose situations that will bring us love and joy? Well, the other possibility is we can choose fear. This is what our brains typically glom onto, and that's why it's so dangerous to make decisions with just your rational mind now. Fear is much more dangerous than even the radiation coming from Japan. That's because as we feel fear, we're actually telling the universe to send us exactly what we don't want. It's like you're placing your order with the universe for exactly what you fear. And this is why it's so important to keep yourself in high positive energy and to make choices with your heart and intuition. Choices that keep you in love and joy bring more experiences of love and joy. Now, another issue we need to watch for with Neptune in Pisces is the tendency to deceive ourselves. Neptune in Pisces is masterful at creating images which look a lot better than the actual situation. Again, this is why you need to use your intuition. Even your logical mind can and does miss knowing when it's being deceived, and that's why checking in with your guts is so important. If your guts aren't in complete agreement with a choice, then for heaven's sakes, don't do it. A better way to use the energies of Neptune in Pisces is to take up some form of meditation. This will bring you even more clarity, a more centered feeling, and a sense of peace. You can even do a form of moving meditation, such as on walks. And as we focus our attention within ourselves, listen to our inner voice, and become one with the universe, we can choose both clarity and peace. this is how we'll create a better world, by going within and learning to trust ourselves. And as we continue this journey, remember to choose clarity with your heart instead of fear with your mind. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. We've all heard that seeing is believing. But what if it turned out that what we believe is what we see? This is what quantum physics discovered is our reality. We're always seeing whatever we believe. And there are many different timelines or possibilities for each and every situation. It's us as the observer that chooses which possibility we see. We see the one that matches our own belief system. So pay attention to unspoken beliefs and choose beliefs that support a higher level of prosperity, joy, and trust. Doing so will increase your prosperity. Now, next Friday on April 22nd, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. Or sign up for the free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.